Like every other parent, Don and Sue waited eagerly for their child's milestones to appear. They waited for the walk that would turn into a run, the babble of words that would blend into sentences, the ear for stories that would encourage reading. The Massots have two boys. Donnie is 13, Zachary is 11. When Zachary was a toddler, Don and Sue began to notice he wasn't reaching some of those milestones.
The typical time you would think that a child would start talking, babbling, mom, dad, things like that. You know, by the 18th month age, we knew there was something odd. Something was off.
At ages 2 and 3, Zachary didn't seem to want to interact with other kids. He seemed to live in his own world. One group of doctors diagnosed his symptoms as full-blown autism. Another said he had something called pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified. That diagnosis is given so often, doctors call it PDD-NOS. It's another form of an autism spectrum disorder. A few years later, a third doctor told the Massots that Zachary also had severe apraxia, which means he can't make vocal sounds.
You know, all of the wiring that happens that makes us talk wasn't happening naturally with him, wasn't happening at the right pace with him. He didn't speak his first words at that point until he was 7 years old.
Zachary's mom, Sue Massot.
Yeah. At first, we were shocked, devastated. But then, hey, Zach,
shh.
We did all the research that we could about autism. And so we tried to say, okay, what can we do to make this kid's life better in our life? Because it was very difficult.
Right.
And one of the biggest things he had was OCD behavior, which I think that's the more difficult. Huh? I'm talking to Cheryl, okay? I'll sing in a minute, okay?
Go ahead, Megan.
The OCD is really, really tough to deal with, even now, and it was back then, too.
Many children with autism need to follow schedules, and they seem to like repetition. Zachary has the good looks of a lanky adolescent, yet he has the quirky enthusiasm of a 3-year-old. Each night before bed, Zachary plays with his Thomas the Tank Engine train set and watches a Barney video, the same episode every night.
And then he may get sick of this and get another video and watch that every night for like 3-4 weeks. Huh, Zach? And then he wants me to sing all the songs.
Mr. Golden Sun.
Chocolate, that's right!
No, you sing. You sing.
Sun, Mr. Golden Sun.
Ready?
Zachary's OCD, or obsessive compulsive disorder, means he doesn't like to deviate from routine. Car rides are a challenge because Zachary likes to go the same way every time. And if the Massots vary their route to a destination, Zachary gets upset.
We were going to Boston, got on the highway, he didn't like the way I went, and he was just screaming and yelling, and he freaked out so bad, and Donnie got so frustrated, he screamed at him, and then just broke down and started crying. And I think Susan and I we realized, geez, you know, we're not going to make it to Boston. We were 20 minutes out, and we turned around, and we just came home.
Son, ready?
Turn on me.
Good job. Peter.
When Zachary is 18, he's going to be a bruiser. We have no idea what he's going to be like at 18. I had no idea what he was going to be like when he was 11. I had no idea how far he could get. This hope that between now and the time he's a young man, that things can continue to change for the better, for him and for us, so that we can have a little bit more of a normal life in some ways.
That hope springs from the fact that Zachary has surpassed certain expectations. Now he does want to play with other kids. He does notice the world around him more. He can read and write.
Nice job, Zach.
I'm a watch.
Okay, he wants to watch. He's still socially inept. He just doesn't have the social behavior as a typical child would have. He's behind too, but the social, you know, like screaming at a kid, like, no!
As any married couple will attest, having children changes your relationship. Then add autism to the mix.
It puts a lot of stress on marriages. You know, I think the national divorce rate is almost 50%. And in special needs families, it's upwards of 80%. So if you have a marriage that's not already strong, it can break it real easily.
The Massots are quick to admit they've had trying times, but they say they've also grown together from the experience.
I can remember in high school, people that were just different from us in a way that they weren't as outgoing socially. It's kind of changed your perspective about all people. It makes you a little bit more tolerable.
Don and Sue Musso have developed close ties with other families of special needs children. Their involvement with that community, they say, has led them to get active in causes like the Special Olympics.
We've, you know, introduced him to a community that doesn't care what other people think and doesn't care about anything other than just going out and competing and having fun and showing that they can do things.
Zachary's parents assess his progress 1 year at a time. They're excited by any progress. They see it as a gift, but they're reluctant to set long-term goals. The Massos believe the therapies he received early on made a difference, and they hope other treatments will too. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.